everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Train wrecks. Everybody has one. It's part of our journey of growth and, let's just say, building character. And it is in these situations that involve other people who could get hurt too. When you find yourself at an impasse, the big question is, how do you shut it down without ruining your reputation and brand? I've advised a lot of clients on these situations, and here's what I tell them. First, figure out when to walk away. The biggest first step is the willingness to get out and forego whatever effort, resources, etc. that you've put in. We stay in far too long, throwing good effort after bad. That said, timing is everything. I have the "this is a clue" conversation as a heads up or as a starting point. For the former, I'll say something like, "Okay, folks, we're going for broke here. But if blah, blah, blah doesn't work out, we need to step back and revisit the whole thing. I don't want to ignore the writing on the wall." For the latter, it's something like, "Folks, this is a clue. This latest incident might be a sign that we're headed down the wrong road. Let's step back and explore." Second, figure out how to walk away. What is the fairest option for all involved? When I traded services for something that didn't work out, I kept my end of the bargain anyway because results were not guaranteed. If you're at an impasse, do your calculations. When I had a website problem, I still paid the vendors for the work they've done. Why? Because my attorney said it would cost more to fight it. It was a business decision. The issue is not when we get into a bad situation. It's how we get out of it with grace and dignity. How do we do right when it all turned out wrong? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.